There's a perfection in the process of making wine. There's a gentleness that comes in the pressing and crushing of making wine. And what we're singing about is God crushing and pressing us gently, crushing the chains, crushing the bondage, pressing out the infirmities in our life, and making new wine inside of us. It's a declaration for God to make something new out of us. When grapes turn into wine, it's something new. It was a grape, and then it's crushed and pressed and fermented into wine. And it's the same thing with our heart. When we posture in front of our Heavenly Father, He presses it, He crushes it, and He makes something different out of it when we allow Him to. God, we thank You for that. We thank You for the pressing, we thank You for the crushing, and we thank You for making something new out of us. God, I pray that Your presence will continue to fill this house as we continue the service, Lord. I pray that You would be honored, that You would be exalted, that You would be glorified, continuing the service, God, and we will never cease to praise You enough. We can't praise You enough. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us in worship. That was amazing worship time. Well, worship isn't over yet.
Amen.
Kids. Time for kids' church. Circle up, kids. Head out to the foyer. There'll be a couple teachers out there to take you downstairs. If you're new here, this is your first time. If you want to walk with your child right out to the foyer, there'll be a couple teachers out there. And then after service, if you stop by the Welcome Center after service, this is your first time, we'll direct you on where to pick your children up. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Wow, wow, wow. First service of 2023. I'm not preaching today. Somebody else is. But I got something to say, so I'm going to say it. At the end of October, Pastor Dr. Chris Johnson was here, and he spoke a prophetic word about wells that have been filled in and digging up wells and stuff. Story in Genesis chapter 26, when Isaac reopened some of the wells that his father Abraham had dug. And my father has dug a lot of wells in this church, for this body, for this building, for Greatest Freedom Ministries, now Full Circle Church. He's dug a lot of wells, and in some ways, some of those wells have been filled in. But the prophecy was that the wells are going to be reopened. And it's not by accident. The timing's perfect. It's ordained by God that my father, Reverend Carl Sly, is going to bring the first message of 2023 this morning. And he's going to do a little bit of work so I don't have to. He's going to dig up a well. He's going to dig up a well for us so we don't have to do it. So give him a hand clap. It's been a while, Reverend Carl Sly.
You know, before we get started, the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, he reminded us, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing towards the things that are before. There's nothing that we can do to change anything that happened last year, but we can take everything that's happened and we can grow from it. God's going to move us forward. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about 2023. Amen. Amen? You know what the Lord said? He said, if we start this year on bended knee, we will see many of the captives being set free from sea to shining sea. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants everybody in the room to know how valuable and how important you are. That every part is important. And every measure of faith that everyone has is valuable. Amen. Sometimes you say, well, they didn't notice me, or they didn't see me, or I didn't get noticed or announced. God says He doesn't miss anything. That He sees everything that you've done, and His hand get a little excited from time to time. But he's speaking to my heart about is for us to look at this new year and not expect anything like it used to be. God's getting ready to do something new. So to set a foundation today, if you open your Bibles with me to Psalm 77. Psalm 77. Verse number 10. The psalmist said, and I said, this is my infirmity, or my weakness, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. You know, one of the things the Lord was reminding me with many of us that are facing some trials and are facing some tests. And God wants you to know that He sees you right where you're at. But He reminded me in 1 Samuel chapter 17 when David was facing Goliath. What God reminded David of is the lion and the bear. And then of past victories. And when he reminded of the past victories, he said, well, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And he saw that giant as minuscule. And what God wants to say to someone today is some of the things that you're facing in your life may seem super large. They seem super huge, but God's grace is sufficient. Amen? God wants you to know that He will strengthen you. How many need God's strength? Maybe it's in your health. Maybe it's in your wealth. Maybe it's in your well-being. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe it's in some relationship. Maybe it's in your workplace. Wherever it is, God says His grace is sufficient. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. The Apostle Paul said, therefore I'll glorify Him and my weakness or my infirmities, that His power may rest upon me. Amen? In other words, God's going to meet you right where you're at today, but I assure you one thing, and I promise you one thing, He is not going to leave you there. He is not going to leave you there. He's called you and appointed you to be here today because He has a word for every last person that's gathered in this house. Amen. Amen. Doesn't that say something to you, how much God loves you? Doesn't it say to you, how much God cares for you and I? Several weeks ago, the Lord dropped this word in my heart for the kickoff of 2023. I didn't know where I was going to be speaking, but God did. Amen. And I want you to look with me in Isaiah chapter 50 this morning. Isaiah chapter 50. And the message is going to be out of verse number 4 and verse number 5. You there say amen. Amen. The prophet Isaiah said, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learner, that I may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waited at morning by morning. He waited by ear to hear as the Lord. The Lord God had opened my ear and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Now when I was looking at that, in the Amplified version of the Bible, it says it like this. It says, the Lord God has given me the tongue of a disciple, that I may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waited to be morning by morning. He waited my ear to hear as a disciple. When I was looking at that word disciple, a disciple is disciplined. Amen? He disciplines himself according to God's word. So I want to give you an illustration to build this message off of today. A simple illustration. Now, let's say that we're going to change the color of this sanctuary. We're going to change the colors of this wall. The walls in this sanctuary. We go and we purchase some things. And we have some things we bring together. We go get us some paint. We get some rollers and some brushes. Some ladders, some drop cloth. We get all the materials. But here's what the Lord wants to say to you today. Listen to me. Unless the paint is applied to the wall, there will never be any transformation. Listen to me. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 12, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is your good and reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. And what the Lord wants us to get into our hearts today, without application, there will be no transformation. Amen? So the title of this morning's message with the help of the Lord is The Wonder of It All. The Wonder of It All. And there's five things I want to share. W's. We're going to share the wisdom, the words, the awakening, the witness, and the wonders. Can we all just bow our heads and pray for a moment? Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sit in here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here. Father, I pray, Father God, first and foremost, that you open our ears and the eyes of our heart to understand what you have to say to each and every one of us today. Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak to me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here today. And when all is said and all is done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Have your way in this atmosphere, I pray. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
amen.
Amen and amen. So the wonder of it all, one of the things the Lord was speaking to us, he said, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, and I'm going to use wisdom here. But what I want to build this on, as we're boosting into 2023, God's going to empower us to do everything that he's called us to do. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So let's allow him to have his way. Lord, have your way in my heart, in my life, I pray. Hallelujah. You know, he's given this other word. He says that the wisdom, and the wisdom is heavenly wisdom. The power of the mind. You know, the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. Amen? Now, we have worldly wisdom, but God wants you and I to get a hold of, like grasp a hold of heavenly wisdom. Because when we're following the wisdom from God, we never mess up. Because God isn't a God that messes up. Amen? Now, wait a minute. Don't misunderstand me. There isn't anyone in this room that's perfect. Oh, there's not one of us that's perfect. But we serve a perfect God.
Amen.
And he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or we even think. So when I was looking at the wisdom above, wisdom from above, the power of the mind, the Lord took me to James chapter 3. The Apostle James says in James 3, verse number 13. He said, who is a wise man and to do with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. It's gentle. It's easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Several weeks ago, I was reminded when I was studying and I was praying that a woman of God had a slide, brought us a word out of Matthew 5 about the Beatitudes. How blessed we are, how well off we are. And he says, Jesus said in Matthew 5:9, he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And in other words, God wants to be a blessing to you and I. Amen? God didn't bring anybody in this house ever to beat anybody up. He brought you in here to love you. Amen? I don't know about you, but in Job 28, verse number 28, the Word of God says this. He says that unto man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Amen? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to reverence Him, to honor Him. Amen? As we reverence and honor Him, His Word becomes us. Amen? In other words, you and I, as a child of God, have the mind of Christ. The problem is, my mind gets in the way. How about you? Yeah. Hello? How about you? How many think, I want to do things my way. How about you? Somebody else seen this week besides me? Amen? How many would think that sometimes my way seems like it's better than God's way? Come on. Am I speaking to anybody here? Amen? In other words, but God wants us to understand that the wisdom that comes from above, that's coming from heaven, has a nature to it. Amen? And he reminded me what Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7. Listen to me. He said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding. Now I want you to hear what the Lord has to say to you today. The Lord wants you and I to understand the devil cannot steal from you what you understand. He can only steal from you what you are confused about. God is not the author of confusion, but the author of peace. So when confusion comes in, we need to recognize who's bringing it. In other words, when you understand what God says about you, no one can steal it from you. Amen? I thank God for a man that spoke to my heart this week. AJ, you spoke to my heart this week. I went to have my hair cut by AJ at his barbershop. And when I was at the barbershop, I had a seizure a couple weeks ago. I was taken to the hospital. And he filled my paper. And what he said to me was this. He said, Patrick, the devil couldn't get you while you're awake. He had to hit you while you were asleep. Amen? God wants you to understand that when we take this word and we digest this word can become. Amen? He says, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learner, that I may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. And what the Lord was saying to me there is to guard the words. Not only does the wisdom give us the power of the mind, but the power of the mouth. Amen? What he said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me by the power of the mind, by the power of the mouth. Amen. Solomon said in Proverbs 18, verse 21, he said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. And what God is saying to us, if we're using heavenly wisdom, and we're stepping in this year, and God's going to do signs, wonders, and miracles. He's going to show himself all big in this place. Amen. But he wants us to have heavenly wisdom and to speak heavenly words.
Amen.
Amen. To control our mouth and what we say. So he says to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the Apostle Paul, speaking to the church of Corinth, he says in verse number 12, he said, even so ye, forasmuch as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. In other words, let me say something to everyone in this room. There's enough being beaten up in the world. Nobody needs to come into this house to be beaten up. This is a place to encourage people to build one another up. I don't know about you, but everybody's going through some things in this world. And we're going to come to the enemy by the word of our testimony. Amen. So when we're in this place, we're here to encourage it. Amen. We're here to let you know how valuable and how important you are. We want you to know that you matter. Amen. And that what you have and what God has instilled in you is important. It's important to you and it's important to everyone around you. He says to us in Romans chapter 14. Are y'all with me? If I don't hear amen, hallelujah. Most of the time, I feel like I didn't get the point across.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Amen.
And if you got a point, I don't need to keep on going on. Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
What did the Lord say? He said he was not going to leave anyone out. He wasn't going to leave one person out. I don't know about you, but a God that looks over an entire universe, but sees me and has that I have value worth and means something to me. So he says to you and I, blessed are God,
will
we shall be called. He says to us in Romans 14, verse number 19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things where one may edify another. God says that in this moving forward, as we're stepping into this new year, God is setting the atmosphere. Amen. Amen. And I don't know about you, but we serve a God that does things decently. He does it in order.
Amen.
I think it's okay if we get a little excited about Jesus.
Amen.
Hello? Can we get a little excited about the moment, sir?
Amen.
How many in the room has God healed from something? Come on. How many in the room has God set free from something? Come on. Come on. How many in the room has God provided for something? Hallelujah. When I was worshiping and loving the Lord, she was drawn to that love to come and come into my arms.
Amen.
I've never had to hug that child before. It's the love of God. Amen. 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 Here's a little warning the apostle gives. I need to go here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm like one of the guys that I'm going to hurry to get to the end because I like to see what the Lord does at the end. Hallelujah. Does anyone else like me? Sometimes, with the Lord, I'm like a child in a candy store. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Guess what's our sermon? It's a joy of the Lord. Get a smile on your face. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 8, he said, "For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed." Come on. Amen? Amen? We need to be built up. We need to be encouraged, don't we? I love what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16, one of my favorite scriptures. He said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then to the Greek." Amen. I'm not ashamed of the one I serve. They hear me in the park, don't they, Jimmy? Jimmy beats me in the park all the time. Amen. Thank God for Jimmy. He's another encourager. Thank God for Eddie. He's Eddie in the park. Hallelujah. Thank God for Eddie. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for my shepherds this week.
Hallelujah.
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 He says, "For the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, the wisdom, the power of the mind, that I may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. The word, the power of the mouth." Full circle church. Everyone. Let us not grow weary and well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Just because you haven't seen your answer, don't give up. He said, "Lord, press in and believe God in his word. Faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen." God said he's going to do it, and he's a man that does what he says.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thirdly, he says, waited morning by morning. I had awakening, and I had the power of the moment. One of the things the Father's been speaking to me, and he wants to encourage you about, we as a church many times have a mindset, well, God is going to do this then, and he's going to do this later, he's going to do this sometime. But God says, "I'm the God of death. I'm the God of the dead. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." I don't know about you, but we serve a God that wants to do something in this very moment. What a moment you have brought us to. Great freedom we have found in you. You're the reason you make all things do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could have said it to you, but I wanted to say it. Hallelujah. Is anybody with me here? Amen. So he says to you and I, with this in mind, the awakening, the power of this moment, at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 33. The apostle says this. He said, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." In other words, God isn't going to hold you responsible for what you don't know. But what are you speaking to my heart about? I don't know about you, But sometimes when I'm serving the Lord, I'm just going through life, and all of a sudden He wakes me up and gives me revelation of something, and He reveals something to me. And when He reveals something to me and gives me revelation of it, life is never the same. I never see it the same way again. I see it through the eyes of the Lord. And the Apostle Paul is writing in Romans chapter 13, verse number 11. He's reminding you and I, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. What the Lord is saying about waking up and the power of this moment, I prophesy this over you today. When the prophet Isaiah said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. God gave a vision for this ministry that His glory was going to come into this place, and it was going to go out to the nations. And guess what? God called you to be a glory carrier. Your light begins to shine, and you have to see your good works, and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen. Do I have the right audience here? So He says to you and I, and Ephesians chapter 5, you know, the Word of God says, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. So what it says to me is, you heard the Word of God. So faith is increasing in this atmosphere. Amen. Come on. How many need something from the Lord? Come on, let's be real. Come on. How many need something from the Lord? Come on. He says to you and I, there's a reminder. In Ephesians 5, God wants to remind you of who you were and who you are. He says in verse number 8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Wait a minute. God wants to say something here. The apostle reminded his student Timothy. He said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And here's what the Father wants to say today. If you do not bring this word in love, you'll do more harm than you'll do good.
That's right.
Because love covers a multitude of sins. God loves you right where you're at. But He loves you so much, He doesn't want to leave you there. Hey, but I don't know about you, but He says in His Word, He takes us from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. So what is He saying to us in closing today? He is saying to us, for the Lord God has given me the tongue of the Lord, wisdom, the power of the mind, that I may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary, the words, the power of the mouth. He wakened him morning by morning. The wakening, the power of the moment. He wakened my ear to hear as the Lord. And closing, it's the power of the moment. of the message, excuse me, of the message. What is the message today? How, or whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful the mountains of the feet of him that publish the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. God has some good things for you and I.
Amen?
Amen? So in closing today, what is he saying to you and I? In closing, he is saying to you and I today, we have the power of the mind. It gives us the power over our mouth. We have the power of this very moment to act upon the power of the message. What is the message? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call upon him today? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I'm so grateful, Father God. I'm grateful that you sent this word to accomplish something in every heart and every life. In the closing moments of this service today, we're not done yet. In the closing moments of this service, you'll be here today, and maybe you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or maybe one time you have, but you're not in the place you need to be. There is therefore no condemnation. God isn't here to condemn you. He's here to love you. And if that is you, and you feel the Spirit of God speaking to you, would you just lift up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I'm not in the place I need to be. Is there anyone at all? I see your hand. I see the hand. There's another one here. I see the hand. There's another. I see the hand. There's another. Come on, God wants to do something in your heart and life. Will you surrender to him today? Is there another here today? I'm just going to pause for a moment. Don't miss this opportunity. The Bible says this. He says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I'm going to ask you to do something bold. I'm going to ask you, if you raise your hand, to come and meet me in the front of the sanctuary here. And the Lord says this, if you will not profess him in here, you won't profess him out there.
That's right.
Would you please come? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Please come. Please. The other ones raise their hand. Please come. Maybe you didn't raise your hand. You need to. Come on. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Your first name again. Father, I just pray for my brother right now. As he's publicly confessing you before these witnesses, what he is saying, Father, he's choosing to serve you with his whole heart, his whole life. Now, Father, I thank you for the anointing to be upon him in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you empower him by the Holy Spirit, Father God. Fill him to overflowing, Father God. May he keep his eyes upon you and never look back. May you are the author and you're the finisher of his faith. You began a good work in him and you were faithful to see it through. So, Father God, as he answers the call you place upon his life, strengthen him to do everything you called him to do. And we'll never cease to give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name. And all God's people say. The Lord said that he's given you the tongue of the learned, that I know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waited one morning, he waited with my ear to hear as to learn. The Lord God had opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. God gave me instructions for 2023. I'm going to ask you all if you would all get up from your seats and come meet me in the front of the sanctuary. God has a word that he wants to rob you. Come down here now. Please come. Please come. You can't understand. Please come. Please come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said in Isaiah chapter 29, this is what he told me to prophesy over you today. Full Circle Church. The Lord says, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people. Even a marvelous work and a wonder. What I want you to do right now. How many of you have young girls? You can raise your hands if you had Jesus. I want you to raise your hands to heaven right now. Come on. Bow your heads and just close your eyes. Let's raise our hands to heaven today. Father, you see every man, woman, and child that's gathered here today. You've called and anointed and appointed them for a time such as now. Father, I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against their health, their wealth, their well-being. Father God, I bind every weapon the enemy has brought in to try to steal their peace and their joy, to try to disrupt their families, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I declare and decree a supernatural move upon their hearts and upon their lives this very moment, Father God. May nothing ever, ever look the same. Father, may they see through the eyes of the Lord. Open our eyes clearly, Father God, to see and our ears to clearly hear what you have for each and every one of us. It's a new season. And it's a new day. There's a fresh anointing. It's already come our way. So Lord, we rejoice in that. And give you praise. If you need a healing in your body, just start giving them thanks and glory for their healing. He's Jehovah Rapha, your healer. He's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take it. Receive it. God isn't going to make you have anything, but he offers it to you and just says, receive it. Hallelujah. Can somebody just give a shout? Woo! Please come worship my sweetheart. Hallelujah.